Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. It's nice to hear the bells, even if it's a recording. We look forward to those days. Great to welcome you all here for our Carol Sunday. So glad that many can join us. I want to say a special welcome to Karen and Wayne Joliker up from North Carolina and Karen's brother, David. Good to have you all guys with us. And thank you all. It's good to have you here. We have a lot to celebrate. We have a baptism that we'll, I don't know if we're going to get it quite on time or not. There's been an interesting delay, but that's all right. Hey, I have a few announcements I want to share with you, and as soon as I turn them right side up, we will get at them. There they are. We're going to sing our first hymn. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and there's a fourth verse that's printed in your bulletin. Be sure to add that. It's got some really important teaching about this Christ, whose birth we celebrate in this season. Let's stand together.
Join the triumph of the sky. Good morning. We have good reason to rejoice. The Lord promises us he will renew us with love and one day bring us to be home with him. We have no need to be anxious or afraid. Rather, we can give thanks for our salvation and the strength that God gives us. We are promised the peace of God, which passes all understanding, even as we prepare our hearts during Advent for the good news of Christ's coming.
Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. The sorrows for the appointed feast I will remove from you. They are a burden and a reproach to you. At the time I will deal with all those who oppress you, I will rescue the lame and gather those who have been scattered. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they were put to shame. At that time, at that time I will gather you, at that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among the peoples of the earth. I will restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord.
By the grace of God, our Advent Christmas season can be filled with light instead of darkness. Let us discard our emotional masks and be real before God and our family and friends. By God's grace, let us make this holiday season an offering of praise to the Lord.
Please stand with me in unison prayer. O key of David, O royal power of Israel, controlling at your will the gate of heaven. Come, break down the prison walls of death for those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and lead your captive people into freedom. O radiant dawn, splendor of eternal light, sun of justice, come shine on those who dwell in the darkness and the shadow of death. O ruler of all the nations, the only joy of every human heart, O keystone of the mighty arch of humankind, come and save the creature you fashioned from the dust. O Emmanuel, ruler and lawgiver, desire of the nations, savior of all people, come and set us free, Lord our God. Amen.
Good morning. From Genesis 3, 8 through 15, and 17 and 19. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, to dust you are, and to dust you will return. May God bless the reading of his word.
It's time I'd welcome Nico and his family to come
for his baptism.
And we'll do it down here because
it's kind of crowded. All righty. Hi, how are you, Cammie? Want to stand between me and your mom? Great job. Good job. No, how about turning around?
Right here, babe.
Yep, it's right. That's good, that's good. All right, good. That's a good size noggin.
The sacrament of baptism is an outward and visible sign of the grace of God. Inasmuch as the promise of the gospel is not only to us, but also to our children, baptism with water and the Holy Spirit is the mark of their acceptance into the care of Christ's church, the seal and sign of their participation in God's forgiveness, and the beginning of their growth into full Christian faith and discipleship. Jamie, do you desire to have your child baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ?
I do.
Great. And will you encourage your son to renounce the powers of evil and to receive the freedom of new life in Jesus Christ?
I will, with the help of God.
And will you teach him that he may be led to profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?
I will, with the help of God.
Great.
And do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best as you are able?
I do,
with the help of God.
Very good. Would you read that promise?
I promise, as the Christian parent of this child, to care for him as a trust from God, to read to him the Bible, to pray with him and for him, to bring him at the early age to the worship of the church, and to strive as we are able to be examples to him of Christian faithfulness, that he may grow up one day to profess Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Shauna, Felicia, and do we have Ayla? Okay, well, we'll get it from her later. Are you ready, with God's help, to guide and encourage Nico George Lee Stiers by counsel and example, in prayer and with love, to follow the way of Jesus Christ?
We are.
Very good. Who's reading? All righty. You want to stand there, or do you want to go right there?
Here.
Oh, here. Very good.
I lift my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and you're coming from this time on and forevermore.
Very good. Let us pray. O Lord, bless by your Holy Spirit this water. We pray that you will save those who confess the name of Jesus Christ, that sin may have no power over them. Create new life in the one baptized this day, that he may rise in Christ. Glory to you, eternal God, the one who was and is and shall be always, world without end. There. What? Everybody clear? Okay. All right. What have you named your son?
Nico George Lee Stein.
Very good. Nico George Lee Stiers, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Will the congregation please stand as we read the promise of the people? We, the people of the First
Congregational Church in Hanson, and the family of Nico George Lee Stiers, pledge for our part to love and care for this child as his friend in Christ. We will labor with his mother to teach her faith and love, and pray for him in life, that through the care and teaching of the church, as well as in the nurture of the home, he may grow up as a worthy servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you thanks for this precious child and for the grace acknowledged here today through the water and the Holy Spirit. Embrace us all as your sons and daughters in one household of love, and grant us grace to receive, nurture, and befriend this new member of the body of Christ. Give him strength for life's journey, courage in time of suffering, the joy of faith, the freedom of love, and the hope of new life through Jesus Christ, who makes us all one. Amen.
Amen.
We invite you all to welcome and congratulate the family during the coffee hour after the service. Now you may be seated, and I believe Great-Grandma's got a song.
Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to? Time after time, he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. You'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend. You'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. He'll abide. Time after time, he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to come in. To time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how he wants to. He wants to come in.
Good morning. Our second lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne. This is the word of the Lord.
Stand with me as we sing the first Noel. Note that women, we'd like you to handle the fourth verse on your own, women and girls, boys and men, let's do the fifth verse.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was for certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Good morning. I'm going to be reading our third lesson from Isaiah 11, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 9. Hundreds of years before the birth of Christ, God spoke through his prophet Isaiah. He described the attributes of the Savior and what it would mean for his world. But not only that, he spoke way ahead to the end of time when the knowledge of God would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Hear the word of the Lord. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, and the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, the young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand and sing, "You Are Holy." And it's sort of an echo song. Don't follow me, follow them. Until the end. At the end, you follow me.
Worthy of praise. days. He's the Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. He's my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer and friend. He's my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for Him. He is Lord of lords, He is King of kings, He is mighty God, Lord of everything. He's a mighty man, He is great I am. He's my Prince of Peace, He fills the land. He's the living God, He's my sanctuary.
Time for us to pray together. We thank you, God, that you come in the person of a little child, so approachable. Eager for us to come to you. You, our Savior, are waiting. And we are in awe of your goodness, of your grace, knowing that this humble welcoming of a baby born to change the world, to save the world, knocks all our pretense out from under us, and for a little bit, the world is just a little easier to get along with. Oh, help us, Lord, never to allow Santa Claus to eclipse the Savior that Saint Nicholas worshiped. We honor you, God, for all that you have done for us, for all that you give. We thank you that you answer prayers, that Joy, whom we prayed for last week, is home recovering. We're grateful, Lord. Grateful that you are the one who gives us strength and helps. Grateful that you are negotiating us all through this pandemic time. We pray for your continued help. We ask your healing touch, Lord, on young Carter, for Pat's sister Thais, for Sarah, for David, for Janet, for Bill, for Corey Wolf. Especially ask your healing touch on all those who are fighting COVID, for Dennis and Francis and their children, for Milo and Peggy, for Tim, Tristan, and others. Also pray for Corey Winters, whose husband is a scout leader for our troop, that you grant her healing from the cancer she is facing. And we thank you that you promise that those who mourn shall be comforted. And we ask your comfort, your consolation, your help for the family and friends of John Fuller, Frank Gould, Charlene, and Marlene. And we know, Lord, that in our times of feeling alone, we can reach out to you, and you are there, assuring us that you will never leave us, that you will stay with us and help us through each challenge. Help us to turn to you, to learn of you, to learn the way of life that is the way of our Savior Jesus. We thank you for your word, the Holy Scriptures, that guide us and teach us and instruct us. Without you, Lord, we wander in the dark. So with the hymn, we pray that you would to us the path of knowledge show and cause us in her paths to grow. We pray, Lord, for the people of Tennessee and others affected by these natural disasters, and ask that you would speed the recovery, bless the rescue workers and others there to help with the aid and the recovery, and that your people would rally alongside of those who struggle and bring peace and comfort and encouragement. Thank you that life does not consist of the abundance of things. But the gift of life is to know you, and you gift us with the grace and kindness of dear folk. Lord, would you cause there to be integrity in your church at every level, that there be no hypocrisy, that there be no abuse. Would you bless the youth ministry of this church and help us to provide a place of hope and healing and encouragement for the rising generation. Please grant that families would live together in peace, for paths of righteousness to be learned by rising generations, and that this church would witness faithfully with insight and encouragement, individually and as a faith community. We thank you that you have answered prayers even within this building for hundreds of years. And so we love and thank you. And we ask your grace as we pray together as our Savior has taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us hear God's word through his servant Luke, chapter 1, 26 through 35 and 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have been found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Mary, may it be so. May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand as we sing Mary's Little Boy Child.
Was born on Christmas Day.
Please.
Good morning, I'm not Sarah. But I rise to share with you one of the most amazing things that happened in the history of the world, and that is the coming of the Christ child. Luke chose to put this on chapter 2, and you just heard parts of chapter 1. This will fill in some of those things around the events of the amazing thing that an eternal creator, an amazing almighty God would choose to come into this world as a defenseless little baby that makes noises when we don't know. And yet to enjoy being something that our minds have a harder time encompassing, fully human and fully divine. Amen. Hear these words from Luke's account of the birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that was taking place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and he gave birth to their firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men among whom he has favor." When the angels had left him and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go into Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off. Some translations say they ran off and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning him that had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. May God add his understanding and his joy to this word from Luke.
Could you stand, please?
Sang the ancient story, now broken.
We are grateful for the many ways that the ministries of this church are supported, but even more, we know that we are responding to God's greatest gift when we make our offerings, that we are trusting Him, that we are honoring Him. You have before you in the pews a QR code if you're not used to giving in that way. That's one. We have offering plates in the back. We do not pass a plate here, but we encourage your generosity. But even more so, you know, my mother taught me when I was young that we give gifts at Christmas because the wise men brought gifts to Christ. So all gifts we make, whatever, let us keep in mind the one before whom we live all our lives, including our giving. And let us dedicate our gifts now in prayer. Please pray with me. Almighty God, thank you for your greatest gift to us in Jesus, born for us, so approachable, so humble, so embracing, born to show us a new and better way to live. Help us, Lord, to leave behind contemplation, sheep, whatever, and run to the side of the manger that we offer with our hearts heartfelt praise. And would you accept our gifts, our offerings to you, and also our offerings of our lives and our actions, that we might live with integrity before you, that we might find grace from you, and that all that is given might be used to the honor and glory of Jesus, in whom we pray. Amen. Unique in all creation, human beings give voice to their wonderings about the purpose of life. Why am I here? What's the meaning behind all of this? That wondering has gone on for millennia. It was a seeking of true wisdom, and those who loved wisdom were given the name of lovers of wisdom. The word philosopher literally is that word. And one of their first searches was for the underlying meaning to life. And they gave that phrase one word, or logos, that this was the key to understand why we were there. Well, that language embraced the entire world or region that the Bible was written in the New Testament. And using that word, which we also translate to mean just simply word, it means underlying meaning of life, but also word, the Apostle John looked back on the amazing adventure, having walked with Jesus for 3 years and seen all the events that we know about from the New Testament. And he said, this is the one that we've known who is the meaning of life. He is the Word. This is John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. and without him was not anything made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men and women. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world knew him not. He came into his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father. Thanks be to God for this great gift. Let's stand together and sing Joy to the World. Almighty God, send us into this world with the joy of the good news of Christ born for us, for his Spirit alive in us and at work with us, and your praise forever on our lips. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace and joy.